Ron Scherer. Pervasive adoption of visual acoustic feedback in the studio and, in this case, for students on their own, etc., may go a long way in increasing the efficiency and speed at which students learn how to sing with actually greater help, and also break down these false barriers between art and science. On the other hand, a little knowledge is a very dangerous thing. We see too often people in our fields and other fields, especially voice, where a little anatomy, vocabulary, and a little knowing about function is misused in a very innocent way, which creates difficulties in the minds of students and confusion with colleagues. So we have to be very careful that when things like this are adopted, we are very cognizant of the intermediate step of training and verification. For example, this figure you have up on the screen is quite appropriate. If I were a student and I was, and there were examples of this phrase, this vowel on this pitch in this song, I might want to think that I've got to do all I can to change my yellow to all aspects of the blue. And I see where your singer's format, so to speak, is basically higher than this bass baritone. It seems the baritone is singing this. And they're higher. Now, I might just strain a lot without the guidance to try to match. That's just one example of how this could be misused.